Lenny Bruce. Just listen to some Lenny Bruce. If you watch the video cast, I do about 10 minutes worth of just, I don't know, just anything music. The last couple of mornings, and a few mornings over the past, I don't know, a couple of weeks. I'm just fucking yawning, man, because, as you know, I've been ill, trying to get better. We're going to try it with character voices today.
And I don't know how successful that's going to be, but this is Margaret Gray.
Well, Margaret, you're doing fine.
Well, I'm doing about as well as you can. This is when I don't mind Phil saying that he's doing the voices.
Yeah. Mr. Henry.
Are you going to be able to spit that out?
Hold on, bud. What do you want to say, bud?
Mr. Henry's the one who's going to take the heat.
All right, so good. Mr. Henry takes the heat.
All right, Margaret. Well, all right, you made your point.
Yeah, I made your point. Mr. Henry's having a hard time. This is my voice, the easiest one for him to do.
Yes, so I noticed that, yeah.
And yours is the hardest, Margaret, so just, you know, give me a break here.
Or what? Or you're going to cut me out of the show? My God.
So what do you guys think about the new Independence Day coming out? Pretty wacky, man. Oh, let's see, I'm going to do, it's fucking hot. It's been hot in L.A., 100, whatever the fuck it's been in Los Angeles. And I think 100 degrees today in L.A. So that in and of itself is insanity, right? It has not been that hot here at the beach, but it also, you know, there's most houses and offices are not filled with, you know, all these lights and all this equipment. So, let me see what I can see here.
See what we can see.
Search. Oh, I know what I need to do. I need to get, okay, what? All right, man. Yeah. Yeah, I'm there, man. I'm there, brother. God damn it. When is the date for this? When did he send this? 4:20 p.m. What the fuck is going on with this thing? Let's see. What the hell is this? Wait there. Okay. So, oh, cool. Okay. Look at these viral links. Transferring money. What? What is this? Let me. Sorry about the silence here, folks, but I'm... Senate rejects gun measures. No, you know, you must protect those motherfucking AR-15 owners. You must. There's no other fucking product in America that is abused that does not have some restriction laid upon it. I understand there's a constitutional amendment that protects this particular product, if you will, this particular item. And hence, people who have asked or have considered some kind of a, I suppose, a change to the amendment. I don't know that I personally think that that's necessary, you know. The amendment is the amendment. Nonetheless, doesn't seem to be an amendment that's understood very well by a lot of people. And I don't know that we have any amendment, including free speech, that doesn't have very serious restrictions placed upon it when it comes to public, the safety of the public, including for, you know, like I said, free speech. The whole shouting fire in a crowded theater is not free speech. It's already been determined. That's the, you know, the litmus test for free speech. Let me see something here. All right. Popular in your network. I don't know what that means. What does that mean when they say that they are transferring money? I thought we transferred that money. All right. Now, Independent Firearms Owners Association. What does that mean, the Independent Firearms Association?
Agenda forward better than we've succeeded to date.
I think that's that's part of it.
I think that's a very good point. Exception to that.
Jeffrey first, and then Jeffrey, go ahead.
Well, the question is, I mean, it's like, it's not just in whose hands. The question is, should an AR-15 semi-automatic weapon be in any civilian's hands? I mean, that's a question in and of itself. Putting aside, in whose hands? I mean, that's an important part of the debate. So it's not just in whose hands, it's what guns are available.
Go ahead, Congressman.
Well, I mean, I'm glad to hear Mr. Feldman say that we should do something to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. That would point the way to universal background checks, which we do not have today, and it would point the way to a deal on things like terrorist watch lists. But I have to register objection to this idea that he articulated that is the same old argument that it's not the gun that kills the people, it's the person who kills the people. You know, every country on this planet, we don't have any more people with mental health issues than Russia or China or Germany or the UK. We don't have more people who are violently inclined. We just don't. Our people don't look radically different than the people of any other country on this planet with respect to their propensity for violence, and yet we have a massive gun violence problem with 30,000 Americans dying every single year because it is so easy, whether it's a momentary intense desire to commit suicide, whether it's a...
Okay. I can't fucking stand it. Independence Day. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Woohoo!
Oh yeah, there is share. I want to share this motherfucker. Wait a minute. What am I doing, man? Oh man. It's time we got here. 15 minutes, okay. All right. So I got that one. Independence Day. What am I looking for here? Oh, the viral stories. Here's today's top viral stories. First one, New York. What's going on with New York? Criminalize the use of ticket buying bots. Oh, yeah. And frustrating buying experience for New Yorkers. These fucking bots just buy up tickets so they can scalp them later. That's why years and years ago we had this big debate in California about the legality to, you know, was it cool to allow tickets to be scalped, etc. I don't know whether I want to fucking talk about that or not, to be honest with you. There's one here. Cleveland Cavaliers win the NBA title. This is kind of interesting, obviously. What should we do here? Who'll make the most noise? Okay. Print. And we'll print. There's one here. This is slow loading. 1-0 Dodgers over the Washington Nats. 4 deaths reported in Arizona's heat wave intensifies. Fucking hot. Duarte has got a fucking fire going. Look at this, man. Sherp's Sherpa fire in California. Dropping, what are they dropping, fire retardant there? That's in Texas. Cattle herded through flood. Christ. Homes surrounded by floodwaters in Texas. Heavy rains on the Seine. Higher level near the Eiffel Tower. June 3rd, Statue of Liberty in Paris after the banks of the River Seine became flooded following heavy rainfalls. The rain-swollen river Seine in Paris reached its highest level in 3 decades, spilling its banks and prompting the Louvre Museum to shut its doors and evacuate artworks in its basement. Parisians were urged to avoid the banks of the river, which was expected to reach a peak of 6 meters, while deadly floods continued to wreak havoc elsewhere in France and Germany. View of the flooded banks of the River Seine in front of the Eiffel Tower. There's no climate change. Don't worry. It's a bunch of liberal shit. Oh, wait. Global warming. You guys said it was global warming. Okay, so you believe there's global cooling? Maybe. How about do you believe there's global change? Maybe. But global warming's a hoax. Yes. Good. Okay. Well, great to know that you're really, really smart about all this shit. We thought you were a bunch of dumb fucks, but you're on top of it. Uh-huh. All right. Fuck. All those motherfuckers do is get offended, too. You know, do you see that there is some radical change? Do you think there's some global... Well, you guys said... And when you say to them, look, maybe you're just flat wrong, then they get real offended and hurt and upset. And of course, you're a liberal, so you're stupid. You're right. You're a brain surgeon because you're right wing. You guys have been the epitome of fucking brain surgery for years, man. Yeah, you know, SMH, man. Shake my head at you fucking libs. Yeah, I know, man. It's about the mental illness, right? Not the guns. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's attack that mental illness. Let's say... How about a big Affordable Care Act, you know, that does include some psychiatric care? No. That's a disaster. Have you had any other fucking workable ideas, motherfucker? Workable, real ideas, not you just jacking off in the fucking Senate, onto the Senate floor and onto the toilets in the Senate. Real workable fucking solutions. Yes, we have. How dare you? Tort reform. You lying, disingenuous piece of fucking shit. You telling me that you fucking believe tort reform is really the end? $150 billion when we're talking of trillions and trillions. And there was, by the way, a report released today that shows that the price of health care has fallen the last 5 years. Or is going to fall, excuse me, over the next 5 years. And has fallen over the last 2. Now, this was a study. It was nonpartisan. And I got fucking news for you that the motherfuckers that are against the Affordable Care Act won't read one goddamn word of it. They'll just keep falling back on their bullshit, even though the fucking evidence continues. Now, these people that say, I lost my insurance, I lost my insurance, I lost my insurance, I lost my insurance. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself what the fuck it is they're talking about? Well, yeah, they're losing their insurance. They can't afford it. That's one way of looking at it, man. But let's look at it another way. Let's look at it the way it should be looked at in the view of the law. The law says you need to have a certain kind of health care. Otherwise, you don't have health care, man. Some motherfucker comes along, sells you shit insurance. You think you're covered. Till you take a look at the fucking fine print. You don't have hospital, don't have prescription care. Certain tests are not covered. But you got health care. You think you have health care. Every fucking right-wing motherfucker in the Congress thinks you got health care. Every fucking Republican, conservative, douchebag, piece of shit thinks you got health care. Until you fucking get sick. Then you go to the hospital, you lay out that health care. You ain't covered for this. So the Affordable Care Act sought to remedy that by saying you must have a certain minimum, a certain level of care. I realize this is stuff people don't want to hear, but hey, I don't give a shit. You think these fucking right-wingers are pissed? I'm beside myself. So, all right, so you got to have this. So the law suddenly comes along, takes a look at the coverage that people have, says that shit's not legal. You're not covering people. You're stealing their money. You're a bunch of blood-sucking, good-for-nothing, no-count, motherfucking cock. You ought to go out of fucking business. You ought to go to jail for the shit you're selling people. And people are upset, not at the insurance company that's fucking them. They're upset with Obama, who's saying, I'm trying to get you some fucking coverage that's going to protect your family. Isn't that what you want to do? But I can't afford it. Let me ask you something. If you get fucking sick and you got no insurance and you throw yourself in the mercy of the goddamn fucking hospital, guess who winds up paying for that shit anyway? Me and other people who the rates are passed along in our insurance. We got to pay more for you. You can't afford it, bitch. I can't afford it. I can't afford you. You can't afford it. What the insurance exchange has sought to do, it has sought to find a place where they're is competition between these insurance companies so that you're going to find the health care that's legal that you need, that's legal, and that is something you'll be able to afford. But we're hearing the front end of all this. We're hearing people bitching about the fact they lost their insurance, they can't afford it. They lost their insurance, they can't afford it. Lost their insurance, they can't afford it. Those motherfuckers actually went out and utilized some of the steps. Well, the goddamn fucking website is broken. Do you think that it's worthy of us to consider what it is we're trying to attack, what it is we're trying to tackle here? And how, you know, and that it is a worthy thing to attack and to subdue? Or do you just want to say the website's fucking broken and I can't afford it? You don't know what you can afford, all right, until we utilize the system. And as I've said, there's a study today that shows insurance health care cost dropping from 2014 to today and will continue through 2019. The facts, not bullshit. The facts, not bullshit. The facts. I can't believe it was 20 years ago, this coming 4th of July, that I flew into Ontario, rented a car, Ontario, California, rented a car, drove down to Newport Beach, had a, I was in Newport Beach, and I was, what the fuck was I doing? I was down there to meet with David G. Hall at KFI Radio and to sign my contract or sign my intent, my intention to go to work for KFI. And that was in July. And the contract would take effect at some future date. I think it was October. And then I left and I went to, shit, I forget where. I know we had the old boot or the pre-boot bang. We used to have a tournament back then around the 4th of July. And I'm pretty goddamn sure I went to that. I'm pretty goddamn sure I went to that. I flew from Miami to Ontario. I remember I was really happy, really fucking happy. It's the happiest I've been in years. I really felt like I'd climbed a mountain, man. And that was 20 years ago, coming up here in the 4th of July. I was 43 years old. So I, you know, gotta tell you, man, I've climbed a whole lot of mountains in my life, man. And I'm not saying that I've had to climb bigger mountains than other people. I wouldn't dare say that. I'm just saying that in my life, I've met some challenges. And I can tell you that the challenges never end. You know, you're always, whenever you're looking to do great things, man. And by great, I just mean whenever you're looking to make a dream come true. And that's pretty great because most people give up on them, you know. Most people give up on their dreams. Well, at one time I thought I wanted to do this, that, or something else. But when you want to keep pushing on, you're going to meet a lot of obstacles and you're going to meet a lot of, you know, tough times. And there'll be wave after wave after wave of challenges. And then there's, you know, meeting those challenges and succeeding. And then you suddenly find yourself in a wave of great success. So what you need to do then is keep the faith, brother. Four dead in Arizona summer heat. Okay, I got that one already. We're almost ready to get rock and roll. Latest feds now involved in the Yelchin death investigation. What happened to this kid? I gotta fucking find out how to pronounce his name, too. I'm sick and tired of mispronouncing names. Allie, wherever you are, Allie, I'm sure you understand why I say that. This poor kid. Find out here. What is this? This is the stupidest. What are you doing here, man? All right, I'll fucking print that off. Print it off. Now, I want to, the feds are involved in this. This is a terrible thing. Is this, okay, here we go.
Especially those who just worked with him on his upcoming Star Trek film. The 27-year-old actor was found dead, pinned between his front gate and his car that is believed to have rolled back on him. Star Trek co-star Zoe Saldana was...
What are you fucking doing now, motherfucker? I'm trying to listen to this goddamn fucking thing. What the fuck? Well, I'll tell you, man. Your San Francisco Gate, SF Gate, your audio video is fucked over, man. All right. Thank God for fucking YouTube. What is this shit, man? What the fuck is this, man? YouTube's what I'm looking for, bitch.
Am I not signed in?
Yeah, I am. Activate YouTube. What does that mean? Home, okay. Oh my God. This is a Chrysler recall in this car.
Hey everyone, welcome to a special solo edition of Gross Injustice. So, big news over the weekend, Anton Yelchin, promising actor, 27-year-old from the Star Trek.
Good, that's all I needed. Anton Yelchin, go fuck a duck with whatever your goddamn bullshit's gonna be. How about that? And we are way over the fucking line here, man. Here we go. Ain't got time. Ain't got time, baby.
Well, I hope you have time because this voice sounds terrible.
Testing 1-2. We're going to do the show regardless of how the voice sounds. Pre-roll Blue Apron. Blue Apron knows that when you cook with ingredients, incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. Blue Apron knows that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you know, you make incredible meals. So they have set the highest quality standards for their community of artisanal suppliers. Family-run farms, fisheries, and ranches, whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best far less for less than $10 per meal. New, there's variety, there's flexibility. It's easy, and here's what you got to do. Here we go.